Logically, but it's a relatively recent concept. There's not even a complete consensus on all the brain regions included in the definition of it. But what we do know is that these are the areas of the brain that are active when your brain is at wakeful rest, like daydreaming. So when you're spacing out in the shower, when you're sitting in the car on a long, boring drive, when you're fused to a breast pump, that's when your default mode engages. When your brain has nothing to do, you dip into these emotional and memory centers of the brain, and the result is that you get to access forgotten memories, tap into repressed emotions, and problem solve with tools not usually accessible to you in your toolbox. And this concept is especially important to those of us who have focus issues at baseline in the neurotypical brain. The default mode network and the task positive or executive network are reciprocal. As one works more and slows down, for people who have focus issues, the default mode remains active while the executive network is trying to get stuff done, which explains why it's so hard to stay on task. In order to reclaim our fragmented focus from an increasingly distracted world, we need to be able to tap into the default mode network because there's magic in there. So, how do we do that? There's a ton of research out there showing how to suppress the default mode network. There's a lot of solid data showing how mindfulness, meditation, and exercise diminish the default mode network. Mindfulness, meditation, and exercise influence the way we process thoughts, and it does it by diminishing the default mode network. And I know you're probably thinking, why are we diminishing it? Don't we want to use the default mode network? Yes, but mindfulness, meditation, and exercise serve to clean up both of our networks, reorganizing the mind. So when we're focusing, and when we're not, we're not. And again, this is really important to those of us who have.